From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Sundown tonight marks the beginning of Hanukkah, and as with so many other religious observances this year, it's going to be different on account of COVID-19. We'll talk with two Illinois rabbis about celebrating the Festival of Lights in a pandemic. We'll also hear about latkes. The potato pancakes are a staple of Hanukkah. All that's later this hour. But first, so far during the pandemic, an estimated 14 million Americans, including workers and their dependents, lost health insurance coverage. Although those job losses may not be permanent, many people will need to enroll for coverage this year through the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, is meant to offer a variety of low-cost insurance plans for people without employer-based coverage. It does that through subsidized private health plans in federal and state marketplaces. And the December 15th deadline to enroll for health insurance coverage approaches. We're talking with Claudia Lenhoff, who's the executive director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. That's an organization dedicated to quality, affordable health care for all. Claudia, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Listeners, we want to know if you have ever signed up for health insurance through the federal or a state marketplace. How did it go? And do you have any questions about enrolling or eligibility? You can join our conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. The number to call again is 800-222-9455. We can take your questions about the Affordable Care Act open enrollment period, which, as I mentioned, is closing December 15th. Claudia Lenhoff, for those who are enrolling for the first time or considering enrolling, what are the qualifications for seeking insurance and enrolling in a plan through the Affordable Care Act?
Well, there are several qualifications. The first thing is that they would not have health insurance through their employer. And if that is the case, and then someone is eligible. Now, the marketplace is not open for people who have Medicare or Medicaid. These are private individual plans that are available to people who are uninsured or who cannot get insurance through their employer. And the great thing about the marketplace is that not only does it offer private health insurance plans, in our area, those are Blue Cross Blue Shield and Health Alliance plans, but you can also get financial assistance in the form of premium subsidies if you are eligible. And what that means is that if you qualify for financial assistance, then you will get subsidies that you will have the option of taking every month in order to reduce your monthly health insurance premium. And most of the people in our area who do enroll in the marketplace do qualify for subsidies.
So if people are planning on enrolling, what do they need to do to prepare for that? What do you need to have ready when you start seeking insurance on the marketplace?
Oh, that's a great question. The first thing that people need to think about is, well, they need to get some of their documents together, and they need to think about, so some of the documents that they need to get together for themselves and their family, you know, are social security numbers, household income information, birth dates. They may need to document, they may need to provide documents such as birth certificates, state ID or driver's license, social security cards, immigration documents, and pay stubs. So that is just part of getting ready to do the enrollment. But the other thing that they really need to think about is where they go to get their care. In other words, you know, who are the providers that they want to make sure are in the network of the health insurance plan that they get. So where they go to get care, and then also what kind of prescriptions do they take and need to continue on? Because some plans will cover those differently. They may have different formularies. So those are the sorts of things that people need to think about before they sit down to do an enrollment. And we really recommend that if somebody is brand new to this, if this is going to be your first time enrolling through the marketplace, we really recommend that you work with a certified application counselor such as the staff that we have at the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, because it can be a little, a little overwhelming to try to do this for the first time on your own.
Okay. So one of the key things I'm hearing there, key takeaway, if you have like a family doctor you like, and Bob's insurance company looks like they're offering you a good rate, you want to make sure that, that your favorite doctor is in network there. I want to remind listeners, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Claudia Lenhoff, who's with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. We are talking about open enrollment through the Affordable Care Act that closes December 15th. Is the deadline to enroll in that. And we've been talking about qualifications. I want to remind listeners, if you have questions or comments about the Affordable Care Act, the number to call is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. I'm going to go to the phones now. Greg in St. Charles, welcome to the 21st.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've been on the marketplace for 4 or 5 years. My wife and I, we retired early, and I think it's so important for people to know and to understand to get the subsidies. They look at your gross revenue. They don't look at net worth. And so if you manage your income in retirement, you can qualify for some of the subsidies independent of your net worth. And I think a lot of people do not understand that. And for that reason, they don't even try to use it. I found the Marketplace website extremely easy to use. There's just one other point I'd like to make out, and that is sometimes the information is inaccurate on the Marketplace regarding coverage, where they'll say a site is covered under a certain plan, like a hospital's covered, some of the information. But you really need to call your doctor and ask them if they take that plan, because 1 year I actually didn't have coverage when the site said that the doctor did take the Marketplace plan. So, but anyways, very sure. Favorable impression of it.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Claudia, I wonder if you want to respond to what Greg said about managing income there. And even if you have maybe a higher net worth that you think you might not be eligible, that you could still qualify for some of the government subsidies there.
Sure. And he made several really great points. The first point that he made is that some people are retiring before they qualify for Medicare. And if so, I would really encourage those folks to look at the Marketplace for their health insurance coverage. And then also the issue regarding the subsidies, the Marketplace is actually fairly generous for providing subsidies for people who have incomes up to 400% of the federal poverty level. And he is correct, gross income up to the 400% of the federal poverty level. So let me just give you a couple of examples of what that looks like. So if you are a person, a single person, single tax household, if you have an income between about $17,609 all the way up to $51,040, you will qualify for a subsidy through the Marketplace. Now, if we look at a household of four people, so this would be a family of four, and if their income, their collective income for the household is between $36,156 all the way up to $104,800, they will qualify for subsidies. So we really encourage people to take a look. Don't assume that health insurance is out of reach because of the cost. There are a lot of different mechanisms for making the health insurance affordable on the Marketplace. Now, the one other thing that I wanted to mention is if people have incomes below those amounts that I was just stating, they will actually qualify for Medicaid, which has year-round open enrollment. And we can talk about that separately if people are interested. But I wanted to give people a sense of the range of incomes that will qualify for financial assistance in the Marketplace. And that really helps to make that health insurance so much more affordable.
Yeah, let's take another call quickly here. Carla in Decatur has a question also about premium subsidies while we're on that topic. Carla, welcome to the 21st. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Yes, exactly. My question is regarding the subsidy. And when I look into this, I see, you know, the ranges in which were just earlier mentioned. And, you know, right now I am unemployed due to COVID. I do anticipate that next year I will return to work and go back to, you know, hopefully my standard that I'm used to. But when you look at that, it's calculated on an annual basis. And so say, for example, that, you know, I had low income for 3 or 4 or 5 months of the year, but then went back to my normal range, which might be above those subsidies. It seems to me as though these are all calculated on an annual basis as opposed to a monthly basis. My concern is that if I take advantage of the subsidy and then my income rises above that over the course of the next year, will I essentially have to pay all that premium back?
Okay, good question, Carla. Thank you for that. Claudia, I wonder if you have an answer for Carla.
The marketplace is designed to understand that people's incomes may change. If you do have a change in your income, you do need to report it, and that can change, you know, what your, you know, what your premium looks like and what your subsidy looks like. One option when getting subsidies that people do is you have the option of taking the subsidy on a monthly basis in order to reduce your monthly premium of your health insurance. You also have the option to take it in a lump sum at the end of the year. So people who are unsure what their income is going to be like, you know, can have several different options for how they do that. But it is very important that if you do have a change in your income, that you do need to report it so that you can get your subsidy and your premium adjusted. And for people who are going through changes in their life right now because of COVID and employment changes and things like that, we really encourage you to work with a certified application counselor, including the staff at Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, to really help you get the best information into the marketplace about what your actual financial circumstance is. Because yes, the marketplace likes to look at annual income, but that doesn't always reflect what is going on right now. The other thing that I wanted to mention is there are some circumstances that do allow people to enroll through the marketplace outside of open enrollment. And of course, right now we're in open enrollment until the 15th, but let's say in February of next year or something, if somebody's circumstances change, like they get married, they have a baby, they move outside of their health plan's coverage area, or they have a change in income, that will trigger a special enrollment period for them and they can enroll through the marketplace. But okay. Yes, it's very important to note and report changes in your income when they happen.
Okay, good to know. So we need to take a break in about 2 minutes here, but before then, I think a lot of people are confused by all the options, right? You have platinum, gold, silver, bronze, and they call it catastrophic. I don't know why they dropped the metal theme. Could call it tin or aluminum, maybe. But, you know, there's also 10 essential health benefits that the plans have to cover. What should people be looking for when they are considering their options in trying to select a plan?
That is a great question. Those different levels of coverage really pertain to the how much on average of your healthcare costs that plan is going to cover. And then that also tells you how much on average you will be responsible for out of pocket. So for example, a bronze plan will cover on average about 60% of your costs for care. It'll have a lower monthly premium, but you will be responsible for a larger out-of-pocket share of the cost when you do go and get health care.
And does that apply even if you're just getting treated for, you know, common cold all the way up to terrible car accident or, God forbid, you get cancer or something like that and need some very expensive treatment?
That is correct.
Okay.
Now, the the thing is that all of these plans cover preventive services so that there is no out-of-pocket expense. But yes, if you have a bronze plan and then you need a lot of health care, you will be responsible for 40% of that, of the cost of the care. However, every plan also has an out-of-pocket limit. So in a year, there will be a limit of how much you have to pay out of pocket. And then when you reach that limit, then the plan kicks in and covers more. But a lot of this is, you know, it's a little bit of guesswork. You really need to sort of understand how much health care you get and how much out of pocket cost you are willing to tolerate, both in the form of your monthly premium and then in the form of out of pocket costs when you do go and seek health care, and then also in the deductibles that come with these plans.
So there's the trade-offs right there. Yeah. We need to take a break. We're going to continue this conversation for a few minutes after the break. Listeners, if you have any last questions for this topic, we're talking about the Affordable Care Act. The open enrollment period ends December 15th. We're speaking with Claudia Lenhoff with Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. We're going to continue this conversation after the break. The number is 800-222-9455, 800-222-9455. More to come. Stay with us. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Claudia Lenhoff of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. The deadline for enrollment in the Affordable Care Act on the health insurance marketplace is coming up on December 15th. Just a few minutes left in our conversation. And Claudia, I wanted to ask, we reached out to our texting group, Text the 21st, to ask about people's experience with the marketplace. Sandy in Champaign praised the customer service while signing up, but said part of the process she did not particularly enjoy was looking through the marketplace and comparing all the plans. We also heard from John in Elgin, who says, I helped run an ACA enrollment program when the marketplace went up. It was confusing even for people who spend hours a day navigating it. We all hate dealing with insurance. Let's just have one insurance program we all pay into and save ourselves a lot of hassle, money, and heartache. Medicare for all, end quote. Again, that's John and Elgin. For those who have signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act and plan to again, how important is it that they really go deep comparing these plans, especially maybe if they're content with a plan they already have?
Oh, that's a great question. We definitely encourage everybody who already has a plan that they like, that they need to go through the marketplace again. The plans that are there this year are, or for the coming year, are very, very similar, but they may have enough little changes that they cannot be continued and the person needs to go ahead and choose a new plan. So everybody really needs to check, even if they've already had a plan and they're happy with their plan. The other reason that it's important to go on the marketplace and take a look and do your due diligence there is because some of the plan's premiums are actually dropping in price. And so what that means is that your financial assistance subsidy may actually cover even more of the monthly premium. Or if you've had a change in income, you really need to report that and then see if that changes the amount of the subsidy that you are getting. And regarding the plan comparison, it varies from area to area. So in Champaign County, we have different plan. We have a number of plans, but they are primarily Blue Cross Blue Shield and Health Alliance plans. So it shouldn't be too difficult to compare them, but that varies from area to area. And the website is set up in such a way that it's supposed to make the plan comparison a little bit easier. But again, if people need help, we really encourage you to work with an expert, such as the staff at the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, and we can help you through this.
I want to see if we can squeeze in at least one more call here, maybe two. I'm going to go to line four, Gavin in DeKalb. Thanks for calling into the 21st.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I had I guess, a comment and a question. I live in DeKalb, it's the next urban area. There's not as much access to psychiatrists. I have run the gamut. Sometimes I've been on student insurance, sometimes employers, sometimes the expanded Medicaid. But either way, it's either extremely difficult to get an appointment or prohibitively expensive to get in with a psychiatrist, or a lot of travel. For I've had a diagnosis for a long time and a simple mood stabilizers medication. And I'm just wondering, you know, what is your advice for people who, you know, get frustrated over and over working with the system where it seems like, you know, it's kind of Kafkaian, but, you know, like a labyrinth just to get your medication.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Gavin. Thank you for sharing that. Claudia?
Well, that is a tough situation, and that's not unique to this gentleman's area. And I do understand the frustration with it and the severity of it. One thing that I would recommend is that if somebody is on medications, has a prescription that is working for them, but they don't currently have access to a psychiatrist to continue writing that script, they might be able to work with their primary care provider if they don't really need changes to their prescription. And that can be one way of continuing the prescription. But in terms of getting access to mental health providers that either don't exist in the community or that are really booked up, that is very challenging. And a lot of times the answer is very specific to the area where you live. So if the person lived in Champaign County, I would be able to offer more options for care. But it is very challenging. And now during the pandemic, even more people are struggling with mental health issues as well. So it's an even greater challenge. And unfortunately, the health insurance marketplace is sort of separate from the healthcare infrastructure that exists in a particular area.
Okay. We're going to have to leave this conversation there. There's been a lot of great information, though. I want to thank Claudia Lenhoff of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. Thank you so much for sharing your time and knowledge with us today on the 21st.
Thank you. And I just want to encourage people, if they want to learn more and they live in Champaign County, please check out our website at Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. There's a lot of information there. And thank you so much.